Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday night at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. This is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special, and each week I put in something that's a little different, a little odd, a recording I made, something that's not a commercial music recording. And tonight I think I have two full-blown wombats. I call those things wombats that I stick in. And that's where I get my title from, Wombats and Music. The first song tonight is Neon Moon. I often mention that a lot of these songs are about broken hearts. And there's the two sides. There's the leavers, and there's the leavees. And this is a leavee, and he's in a bar. And he's doing okay, but he'd like to do a lot better. Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing and out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, a neon moon.
That was Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn. And next up is Take Five by Dave Brubeck. Recorded in 1959, this is one of the great classics of this kind of jazz in the 20th century. Dave Brubeck on piano and Paul Desmond on saxophone, known as probably the best saxophone player of his life, his lifetime. So I was into this kind of music back when it was popular. I'm putting it in to diversify your tastes, and I love to hear it. Take Five by Dave Brubeck. Thank you. That was Take Five by Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond. Next up is Creek Alley by the Mamas and the Papas. And for me, this is one of those songs that just has a unique signature, a unique identity. There's nothing else quite like it. Creek Alley.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Dolly said, Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, Dolly, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?
Sophomore planned to go to Swarthmore, but you changed your mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bomb.
Cold gun is all, and that was the most fun.
McGuinn and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up,
everything is shake up,
yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zon for me spoonful.
Shelton and Danny very tuneful.
McGuinn and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Oh, oh.
That was Creek Alley by the Mamas and the Papas. Many years ago, I was at a music week, and one day I heard a young man playing the banjo. I went over and talked to him, and turned out he'd written a song, and I recorded it. So this is a recording of my conversation with him, and then of the banjo. And this is probably my favorite banjo piece in my lifetime. I just love this. This is a Frailing style and old-timey. He called it Brickyard Pond. And I've never found any record of a song called Brickyard Pond except this one recording. Brickyard Pond from long ago.
It's called Brickyard Pond.
It's in your town.
Yeah, and what happened was I started to write this tune about 2 years ago. And I started off with just a real melodic line. And then after hearing some of the old-time fiddlers and stuff, it's strayed a little bit. But it's still not down to the old-time style.
Sounded old-timey to me.
Thank you.
That was Brickyard Pond, Frailing Banjo. The next song is Swinging by John Anderson. I'm a Southerner, and to me, this is a Southern home. And it's fun to mix up the different senses when you're listening to music, taste and sound and colors. And this song just has a wonderful flavor, if you ask me. See what you think. Swingin' by John Anderson.
There's a little girl in our neighborhood. Her name is Charlotte Johnson, and she's really looking good. I had to go and see her, so I called her on the phone. I walked over to her house, and this was going on. Her brother was on the sofa, eating chocolate pie. Her mom was in the kitchen, cutting chicken up to fry. And daddy was in the backyard, rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Charlotte, feeling love down to my toes, and we were swinging.
Swinging.
Yeah, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels, and they sang. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing. A swinging. On the front porch in the swing, a
swinging.
Now Charlotte, she's a darling, she's the apple of my eye. When I'm on the swing with her, she makes me almost high. Charlotte is my lover, she has been since the spring. Just can't believe it started on the front porch in the swing. We were swinging, yeah, just a swinging. Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing. A swing. I said, little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing. A swing.
That was Swinging by John Anderson. I served in the U.S. Army as a lieutenant, and I was in Germany. First year I was there on the East German border, and second year I was down on the Rhine River. And afterwards I bought a Volkswagen bus, and my wife and I traveled around. We were in Italy for a while, and I would hear songs on the radio. And I didn't speak any Italian, but I'd get the song in my head and go in a record store and ask for it and sing it to them, and they'd give it to me. And this is one of the ones I got. It's called Il Mare Che State. And it's in Italian by Fred Bongusto, and it's still one of my favorite songs all these years later.
Il mare quest'estate non ha più il suo colore, nemmeno gli occhi tuoi, neanche gli occhi tuoi. Il il sole quest'estate non mi dà più calore, nemmeno gli occhi tuoi, neanche gli occhi tuoi. Ma la notte poi ritornano gli amori che si perdono. E tu da me ritornerai come eri tu un anno fa. Il sole piano piano si perde nella sera, e non ho più paura, e non ho più paura. Sole piano piano si perde nella sera, e non ho più paura, io sento che tu m'ami, io t'amo.
That was Il Mare Che State in Italian by Fred Bongusto. In 1939, Judy Garland, who was turning 17 that year, starred in The Wizard of Oz. And in that movie, she sang the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and she became world famous. That song and that movie and Judy Garland all were iconic events in that year. So here is a recording of Judy Garland from the movie. The song was written for the movie, and here is the recording of her singing it from the movie. Judy Garland was Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Where there isn't any trouble.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
Troubles
smelt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds
That was Judy Garland singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow from the movie The Wizard of Oz. And you're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music is the name of my show, and it's mostly music, but every now and then I put in something I call a wombat. And I come to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry University, and WISC at Wise, Virginia. And it's my chance to play for you these songs you've been listening to and put in these odd things I call wombats. And it's now wombat time. So here comes a wombat. I often mention to you I went to these music weeks and we had a campus concert, and I would write a song for the concert sometimes and perform it. And one time I did this one, and I named the audience, who were the other people who were at the camp. You know, they were there as singers just like me. They were campers. And I named them the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus. There usually were 50 to 60, maybe 100 people, and most of them liked to sing. And so they'd be the audience, and I'd rehearse them on this song, which I'd written. I called the song the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus. And I rehearsed the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus so they could sing the chorus of the song, the verse. You know, it has a verse and a chorus. And you'll hear them. They got pretty enthusiastic. These are the highlights of my life. I had so much fun doing this. And I'm sharing it with you for the zest. I'm not saying it's very, very high quality music, but it's fun. At least it was for me. The Mighty Pinewoods Chorus by Harry Baya, accompanied by the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus.
Can you watch the stars when you're standing on the ground? Tell me, how did the Wright brothers ever fly? Was it in the inspiration? Was it in the preparation? Was it waiting long enough for the glue to dry? Now what is whiskey for us?
It's the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus.
Full of music, full of laughter, full of song. And when this universe is ending, this and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. They called him a fool most every day. But when the first rocket left the earth, well, the world knew his worth. Sometimes dreamers have a high price to pay. Well, now what is this before us?
It's the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus.
Full of music, full of laughter, full of song. And all our souls are blending. May the last breath of life be a song. Galilee, Galilee.
surface of the moon through a telescope. Well, the church said you were lying, but of the truth there's no denying. Papal error, papal goof, papal dope. Now, what is this
for us?
It's the
mighty vine was for us.
Full of music,
full of laughter, full of song.
When this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. Sing of the people brave, float over the water and the wave. Rubber duckies to the floating dock, they convey. Through the wave and the wind, safely out and back again. Sarah swim, Evie sing, Willie wave. Full of music, full of laughter, full of song. When this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. There were pina coladas, scantily clad weight persons. And did you see the kiss that Annie McKenzie gave Noel? Rubber nut delusions, lots of laughter and confusion, contributions to this place we love so well. Last time now. Oh, now.
What is this before us?
It's the
mighty pineless chorus.
Full of music,
full of laughter, full of song.
And when this universe is ending, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song.
Thank you. That was a song titled The Mighty Pinewoods Chorus, and it was sung by Harry Baier, who wrote it, and he was accompanied by The Mighty Pinewoods Chorus. And that's the first of two wombats in today's show. And the next song is not the wombat. This is Chattanooga Choo Choo. This song was recorded by Glenn Miller for a movie in 1941. And it was the first song to receive a gold record presented by RCA Victor in 1942 for sales of 1.2 million copies. This is Chattanooga Choo Choo by Glenn Miller and his Swing Celebration.
Just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station
station round 3:45. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner,
nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blow and 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel on a coal and
gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace, I used to call funny face.
She's gonna cry, a latte shot that he'll
never own.
So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
choo-choo me home.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Funny face.
She's gonna cry until he tells her that he'll
never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
That was Chattanooga Choo Choo by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. That was Chattanooga Choo Choo by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Around the same era, in the middle of the 20th century, a group called Fred Waring and Orchestra put out a record called God's Trombones. And it was a collection of poetry by James Weldon Johnson, which they put music to and had actors playing parts. And so this is the second Wombat of today's show. This is something called Judgment Day, kind of a biblical event. And it's put together by God, by Fred Waring and his orchestra. It was on an album called God's Trombones. Second Wombat, Judgment Day.
Where shall I be when the first trumpet sounds?
Early one of these morning, gods are going to call for Gabriel, that tall, bright angel Gabriel. And gods are going to say to him, Gabriel, blow your silver trumpet and wake the living nations. And Gabriel's going to ask him, Lord, how loud must I blow it? And gods are going to tell him, Gabriel, blow it calm and easy. Then putting one foot on the mountaintop and the other in the middle of the sea, Gabriel's gonna stand and blow his horn to wake the living nations. Then God's going to say to him, Gabriel, once more blow your silver trumpet and wake the nations underground. And Gabriel's going to ask him, Lord, how loud must I blow it? And God's are going to tell him, Gabriel, like 7 peals of thunder. Then the tall, bright angel Gabriel will put one foot on the battlements of heaven and the other on the steps of hell and blow that silver trumpet till he shakes all hell's foundations.
And God will divide the sheep from the goats, the one on the right, the other on the left. And to those on the right, God's going to say, enter into my kingdom. And those who have come through great tribulations and wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb, they will enter in, clothed in spotless white, with starry crowns on their heads and silver slippers on their feet, and harps within their hands. And two by two they will walk up and down the golden streets, feasting on milk and honey, singing new songs of Zion, and chattering with the angels around that great white throne.
And to them on the left, gods are going to say, "Depart from me into everlasting darkness, down into the bottomless pit." And the wicked, like lumps of lead, will start to fall. Headlong for 7 days and nights they'll fall. Plumb into the big, black, red-hot mouth of hell, belching out fire and brimstone. And their cries, like howling, yelping dogs, will go up with the fire and smoke from hell. But God will stop his ears. Too late, sinner. Too late. Goodbye, sinner. Goodbye. In hell, sinner. In hell, beyond the reach of the love of God. And I hear a voice crying, crying, "Time shall be no more. Time shall be no more. Time shall be no more." And the sun will go out like a candle in the wind. The moon will turn to dripping blood. The stars will fall like cinders, and the sea will burn like tar, and the earth shall melt away and be dissolved, and the sky will roll up like a scroll. With the wave of his hand, God will blot out time and start the wheel of eternity. Sinner, oh sinner, where will you stand in that great day when gods are going to rain down fire?
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord says to rain down fire. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord says to rain down. My Lord says to rain down fire. Signs and flashes, thunders roll, make me think of my poor soul. Come here, Jesus, come here, please, save me, Jesus.
And now, Lord, when I've done drunk my last cup of sorrow, when I've been called everything but a child of God, when I'm done traveling up the rough sides of the mountain, oh Mary's baby, when I start down the steep and slippery steps of death, when this old world began to rock beneath my feet, lower me into my dusty grave in peace, to wait for that great getting up morning. Amen.
In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well.
There's a better day a coming.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Oh, preacher, fold your Bible.
Fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning,
that was Judgment Day by Fred Waring and his orchestra. And next up comes another strongly religious piece of music. This is To God Be the Glory, a cappella singing by Justin Tweeto and his chorus. Justin Tweeto with To God Be the Glory.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The powerless defender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
That was Justin Tweeto with To God Be the Glory. And now we're ready for the last song on the show today. And I'm going to stick with a religious theme. This is There Are Angels Hovering Around by Lucy Simpson. Lucy was a good friend and a mentor, and it was her music partly that drew me into liking gospel music so much. There Are Angels Hovering Around, sung by Lucy Simpson.
There are angels hovering around. There are angels hovering round. There are angels, angels hovering round to carry the tidings home. To carry the tidings home. To carry, carry the tidings home. To the New Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem, the New.
And Jesus bids them come.
There are angels hovering round. There are angels, angels hovering round.
Angels Hovering Around, sung by Lucy Simpson. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, and we come to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISC in Wise, Virginia. This is Wombats and Music. And now it's time to end the show, and I want you to join me. This is audience participation time, and your time is coming up right now. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.